People oftentimes nickname this job as the pickers and the lickers, so I said I'm not a licker, I'm only a picker.
That's Hannah Hendrickson. She's talking about picking freshly caught sockeye salmon out of huge ice-filled crates so she can mark down their length, weight, and gender. The licker is her colleague Devin Lisak. She stands across the table at the Peter Pan Seafoods processing plant in Dillingham, snipping off bits of fins and plucking out fish scales. Here, she gives me some pointers for sticking them to thick cards to send to the lab over in King Salmon.
Grab the tweezers, and then you just give it a lick.
Oh, it's stuck on my tongue.
And then we take it, and that was fish number 4, so it goes on slot 4. And how did that taste?
It tasted flaky.
Flaky?
Flaky, and didn't really taste like much, actually.
No.
Tastes like chicken skin.
Yeah.
Kind of crispy. A little bit? Yeah, give me some more.
It's an acquired taste.
The pair are part of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's seasonal crew, tasked with sampling 240 sockeye a day from each district in the bay. They also do 200 chums and 200 kings every week. They're looking at fish scales like tree rings to determine age. Wider sections indicate nutrient-rich summers, while narrower ones are the scarce winters. Jack Erickson, a research coordinator with Fish and Game and King Salmon, explains what the age classifications of 1-2 or 2-3 and so on mean.
We can, by looking at the scales, look at its growth pattern and then determine how many full years it spent in freshwater and how many years it spent in saltwater. But when we say a 2-2, that means 2 full seasons at least in fresh and 2 full seasons in salt.
With a giant sockeye run of 51.3 million forecast for this year, should Bristol Bay fishermen care how old their salmon are? Erickson says, absolutely.
1-2s are smaller typically than 1-3s. They're a year longer in the saltwater for growth. They're concerned about their markets as well. So yeah, they should be looking at it as well. I think there's a lot of fishermen very savvy that are looking at the same information the biologists are. When they look at that port molar test fishery, when they look at our age comps, when they look at our escapements, they're wondering the same thing and wanting to have instant access to it, just like the biologists here sitting in the King Salmon in Dillingham.
Providing all that fish data is messy work, with hours just as dependent on the tides as fishermen. During the school year, Hendrickson wrangles squirming 4-year-olds. She's now doing the same with fish that are just as slippery.
Sometimes we're doing an overnight sample that starts at 10 in the evening and goes till 3 in the morning. There's one time we got everything cleaned up and a tender from Igushit came in and we're like, we'll take him! So then we're here doing that stuff again.
Hendrickson is just 2 weeks into her first season sampling the Nooshigak harvest. On the other hand, Lisak is an old pro in her fourth summer with Fish and Game.
Every day, it's a struggle fighting with dead fish. And then when I get home, most of the time they're processing fish at the house, so it never ends.
So your whole life this time
yes,
of year is
yes, this time
fish.
Of the year is fish. I do get tired of eating fish and fish and fish.
Fish and Game has one catch sampler in Togiak and 4 in King Salmon, all sending data to the lab. Erickson says analyzing salmon genetics is just one tool in managing Bristol Bay's fishery.
It's a predictor. It doesn't always come in exactly as predicted. Matter of fact, they rarely do. Some come in large, some come in small. We don't take any specific one as a sign that something's bad or good. It just helps us kind of lead the direction of how we're going to manage.
Catch samplers will be meeting tenders at the dock every day across Bristol Bay until July 19th. In Dillingham, I'm Austin Fast.